today. County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Long time no see here on WCDO Sports as we're back in Morris. This time it's the girls' championship game. We have Oxford taking on South Courtright Andes in the Joan Martin Holiday Classic Tournament Championship game here at MCS. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course, presented by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, a couple of years ago when Oxford was in Class D, made a run all the way to the Class D New York State Final Four, actually made the championship game before falling. I did see Madeline Barrows was in the crowd here now playing at Ithaca, was the star of that team. You know, we would have seen these teams maybe match up in sectionals. Now with the new state numbers, Oxford in C, Courtright's in D, but still a great matchup. Courtright, maybe one of the early favorites to get out of our section in Class D. Very, very good team.
They are, and they're big. They have some very good players. They're definitely a favorite in Section 4 in Class D.
Yeah, I'm excited. Addie Eckert, Caitlin Dizenroth, two of the best bigs in the area, probably two of the best bigs in any of our small school classes across Section 4 here. So I am excited for this one here. So you had a chance to talk with Coach Burrows for SK and, of course, Coach Palmer for Oxford. We'll get into their thoughts throughout today's game here, but we are definitely excited for this one here today. Of course, the boys' championship game, which we had on just before this, finished up just a few minutes ago. Congratulations to Deposit Hancock boys for defeating Morris 84-67 behind 41 points from all-tournament selection there, Blake Fortunato, and 36 points for Ryan Murphy. So congratulations. He made the all-tournament team for the Morris Mustangs. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We'll come back while starting lineups, and the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship will be underway. For Pete Komoderek, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for hanging out and listening to some high school hoops tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, here we go for the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship here. Oxford girls taking on South Courtright Andes. Starting lineups first for Chris Palmer's Oxford girls team. Senior number 2, Tegan Manwarren. A senior number 3, Abby Denz. A junior number 4, Margaret Reventi. a sophomore number 12. She's been filling it up so far this season, Paige Rickard, and a senior number 14, Emily Holbert. On the other side, for longtime SK girls coach Josh Burrows, they have senior number 21, Addie Eckert, senior number 20, Caitlin Deisenroth, a junior number 23, Carly Dropp, a junior number 24, Madison Reeves, and a sophomore number 2, Nora Trimble. We'll jump it up, and South Courtright Andes wins the tip, but Oxford with a steal, and the Blackhawks will have it. SK almost steals it back, goes out of bounds, and will stay with Oxford. They are in the home white uniforms with the red and black trim. It says Oxford in red lettering across the front of the chest. SKA is in the navy blue, or the the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. It says Rams in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're underway. The Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship. This should be a good one. Oxford with the basketball. Again, going left to right. Coach Burrows directing his defense here from the sideline, which is right to our left. Shot clock down to 2. A jumper here for Oxford is good. A long 2 is up and good for Abby Denz. And Oxford gets on the board first with a 2-0 advantage. SKA played Bainbridge-Guilford last weekend in the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship over in Lawrence and fell by a score of 51-46 in that ball game. We got an over and back on SKA. And so to go back to Oxford, what I mean there is that the Rams are not afraid to go out, play a bigger school, play a MAC team, much like Morris's philosophy. They want to get better for down the road.
And that's important, especially this time of the year.
Oxford in the backcourt now, bringing it forward with an early 2-0 lead. I'm intrigued to see this Oxford team. They've only played a couple of games on the season. I believe they come in 2-0, and haven't had a chance to watch them yet. Ball out of bounds as they tried to push it to the inside for Margaret Reventi. Goes to SKA. Oxford coming with some full court pressure here. This is the luxury that the Rams have, though. You can give it to your 6'1 center, Addie Eckert. She can bring it up the floor for you. She's got those guard-type skills. She played a lot of travel ball with my Armadillos team. Very familiar with her game and excited to watch her during her senior season. She is very close to 1,000 points. We'll be watching that here tonight. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball taken away as SK got it down near the hoop. And then we got a foul up top on Madison Reeves for a little poke check. And so Oxford leading 2-0 with 6.5 to go in this first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Coach Pete Komenderic from Norwich. We're glad to have you along. Jim Tomeo is our producer at the WCDO studios in Sydney. You can also listen tonight on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. That's a free audio download. And inside, little jumper here for Reventi. No. Ball pinballing around off the glass, and Eckert's got the rebound, and here comes SK. Timeout's going to be taken by Josh Burrows. I don't think he likes how his team has come out here in the first minute and a half, so we'll take a break. Oxford 2, SK Andes nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 6:15 to go, first quarter. 2-0 lead for the Oxford girls over South Courtright Andes here in Morris at the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship game. Coach, your thoughts so far? Oxford, Chris Palmer always has a little plan here. What did you find out from him when you talked pregame?
He is really looking to limit South Courtright under the boards. He wants them to come out and just play as hard as they can. He recognizes he has a height disadvantage, and he's really going to push his team to rebound the ball.
Yeah, South Courtright Andes with the 2, 6 foot, 6'1 players underneath the hoop. It's going to be tough for any small school team to match up with that. Rams have the basketball near midcourt, 2 minutes gone in a 2-0 game. Maybe we'll see a low-scoring game here tonight. Deisenroth down low, finding Addie Eckert. Little up and under, and that's how they play so well together, and Addie from the left low block puts it in.
Nice pass and nice move. Took advantage of the height differential.
All right, with that bucket, Addie needs 26 to hit 1,000. And what did Josh Burrows tell you about that before the game? How will they play that if they need her? Of course, they have a home game next week, so in everyone's fantasy world, you can get it at a home game. But what did he say about that?
You know, he really didn't mention it. What he mentioned was he wants them to set the defensive tone, control the boards, because he recognizes he has, you know, the height advantage. He's really happy with his team and where they are right now in the season.
Oxford back down the floor. Left-handed layup won't fall. Therefore, Margaret Raventi. And SK grabs it, but then stolen back at midcourt. Raventi's going to get another chance at it here, and she's fouled by Addie Ecker. Boy, that looked like good straight-up D to me, I thought. But Raventi's going to go to the line in a 2-2 game with 5:20 to go here in this first quarter. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here.
Yeah, South Courtright came out. They were very tentative. And after the timeout, you can see their intensity level has stepped out. I really think, Nate, both teams are trying to feel each other out.
Raventi to the line, and her first shot is up and good. Oxford opened the season with a victory over Marathon, and then, of course, they had their first-round win here over Edmiston Morris. Oh, and they also had their game with UV, correct? Good there for Margaret Raventi. She goes 2 out of 2, and it's a 4-2 ball game. I forgot they had that game with UV. And head coach Brandy Whitbeck over there for the Storm. UV got a nice win last night in the Sherburne-Earlville tournament. So it's UV and Norwich tonight in the championship there over in Sherburne.
That'll be a good game.
And a pull-up jumper here for Eckert from the left corner. That won't go. Carly drops, swoops in, and grabs the rebound here for the Rams. Oxford leading 4-2 with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Eckert, little spin move into the paint. Addy, little up and under, got the shot to go. And Eckert now has 4 points, and we're tied 4-4 here in Morris between Oxford and South Courtright Andes. Tournament championship here. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Oxford working it around. 3-ball here from the right side won't go. The sophomore Nora Trimble for the Rams with the rebound. In transition, finds Dizenroth. Good pass ahead for Reeves. That won't go. Rebound for Dizenroth, and she finishes.
Nice and selfish look. Teammate missed, and she followed up for the bucket.
Dizenroth. We were doing an interview the other day, and I mentioned to my co-host, I said, you know, she's just one of those players, she finishes layups, and she did it right there. Now a foul underneath on Dizenroth. And good move there by Paige Rickard to try to take it inside. So that's some early fouls, one on Eckert, one on Dizenroth. Going to have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and the other thing that I've noticed is Coach Palmer told me before the game, Oxford's just going to full-court press, and that's what they've been doing. They're trying to upset the tempo. But the game right now is really close.
First shot up and good there for Paige Rickard. Makes it SKA 6 and Oxford 5. Second shot for Rickard, good. So she goes 2-for-2 at the line, and so far I think that strategy is working nicely. 6-6 ball game here with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Reeves in the backcourt will now give it to Addie Eckert. Again, what a luxury to have for a Class D team that your 6'1 center can bring it up the floor like that. Little give and go. Addie down low on the pass from Trimble, and she's fouled. Can't make the layup at the right low block, but will go to the line. With 4 minutes to go first quarter, we're tied 6-6. You know, Coach, your daughter, Megan Komandarek, went on. Great Norwich career, played D2 at Mercyhurst. Could also handle the ball like that as a big. What kind of a team luxury does that bring when you have a big that can handle the basketball like that?
It makes a huge difference. And the other thing that makes a difference is when you have a big on offense that is not only good on the interior, but they can step out and hit the jump shot because it opens things up for the rest of the team. But especially when you get pressed and you have a big that you can throw the relief pass back and the big can handle the ball and bring it up, your point is exceptional. I mean, it means a heck of a lot.
Addy missed both foul shots, so the broadcaster's curse strikes there. Oxford traveled, so SKA gets it back now. Underneath the hoop, looking for some room as Carly dropped, but she's fouled underneath. She was directly underneath the hoop in a tough spot, but gets bailed out by that foul there. With 3:45 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 6-6 here between Oxford and South Courtright Andy's girls.
I just can't believe how big South Courtright is.
Very big for a class, big for anybody, but big for Class D especially. Drop, trying to find Reeves underneath. Ball out of bounds. Went off her leg.
And Coach Palmer told me before the game, one of the keys to this game is Oxford defending SK's high roll.
Here is Reeves. They go inside for Dizenroth now as that ball went out of bounds off an Oxford player's legs. Reeves inside again for Dizenroth. Boy, she's just triple-teamed there and had nowhere to go. And Dizenroth wears her glasses during the game. Her glasses went flying off. Dead ball whistle there with 3:38 to go in the first quarter. I've said it before. Other players wear their glasses out there. I feel them. I'm a glasses guy myself. So when your glasses go flying like that, nothing strikes more fear into you. So nice of them to stop the play there. Trimble to the right corner. Now to drop. And we got a offensive here, I believe, on SKA.
Legal screen.
Legal screen. Okay, down there in the far corner. So a 6-6 ball game. The defense has come to play for both sides here, Coach.
Absolutely. This is a good game. We're tied at 6. Contrasting styles. You got a team with gifted big men playing a team with gifted guards. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. 3.5 to go in this first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Now SKA bringing the full court pressure. Trying to say, okay, we can do it to you as well. And a steal by the Rams at midcourt. Knocked away there by Lexi Hendrickson off the bench. And here is Eckert at the top of the key with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Tied 6-6. Eckert left side in front of the Oxford bench and a reach-in foul here on Emily Holbert. This is shaping up to be a low-scoring affair here between the Rams and the Blackhawks. Thanks for joining us here tonight. We had our Butler Auto pregame show. A big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff. You can see all their inventory at butlerautosales.com. And, of course, our web stream tonight is brought to you by SFCU. Appreciate all their support over the years on WCDOsports.com. 6-6 ball game here in the Joan Martin Tournament Championship game from Morris Central School. 3:10 to go in the first, and we are tied, as I said, 6-6. Here's Carly Drop for SK. Back to Nora Trimble to the inside. They are trying to get it inside to the bigs, but the Oxford defense is there. Reventi on the right side, and Trimble almost out of steal, but Rickard just got it in time. Reventi, pump fakes inside, up off the glass, and we got a traveling violation there on Oxford, giving it back to the Rams.
Just took one extra step going near the rim.
So 2:50 to go first quarter. Still tied 6-6. Both teams just kind of fighting for every possession here. Every pass is really earned here. It's funny to say, but it's tough to get the ball inside. Now Eckert going to be whistled for something down low. It's on the far end of the court. I got screened. What'd you see there, Coach?
I think they called it out of bounds.
Okay, down low. Yeah, we are basically sitting on the opposite baseline. So sometimes when that play is far away. Here's Hendrickson with a steal. She got it.
Oh, what a steal. Reverse layup off the steal.
We could see that even though it was on the far end of the court. As Hendrickson with a great play makes it 8-6. And then Rickard lost it out of bounds. Came right towards our radio booth and couldn't save it. I think they're going to say it was last touch there by SK. So it'll stay with the Blackhawks. 2:25 to go here in this first quarter. SK leading 8-6 after that reverse layup from Lexi Hendrickson off the steal. Blackhawks have it at the high post. It's knocked away. Nora Trimble runs onto it here for the Rams. Takes it coast to coast. Stripped of the ball. Last touch by her, and it's going to go back to Oxford. Great hustle back there by Reventi. Boy, so there's just nothing easy coming tonight for either side with 2:15 to go in this first quarter. We're glad to have you along for this championship game. Layup opportunity here for Oxford. We got a foul on the floor underneath the hoop here. Emily Holbert tried the layup and then on the rebound a foul underneath. The fouls could certainly come into play here.
Oh, absolutely.
As they're calling it tight. Team foul situation. SK now with 5. Oxford with 3. So Oxford will be shooting the rest of the quarter here. And Reventi to the line, the junior, who's got some good size but also good guard skills. And her shot at the line is off the front of the rim, no good. Neither team shooting very well from the charity stripe so far tonight.
Yeah, and I still feel they're feeling each other out.
I agree. So Reventi to the line. Yeah, two teams that don't see each other in the regular season normally. Reventi gets that second one, gives Oxford a point. And so it's South Courtright 8, Oxford 7.
Oxford in the full court press here.
Trimble is able to break it here for the Rams. Puts the brakes on left side as SKA goes right to left. Here's Eckert Download to Dizenroth. Give and go for Eckert. Takes it right back and scores. And boy, that give and go is tough to stop.
Yeah, beautiful look. Give and go to the left wing. Eckert just exploded to the hole for the layup.
Eckert has six of SK's 10. Minute 40 to go here, first quarter. A steal now by the Rams. And Eckert's in the backcourt.
6'2" guard, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendous. Minute and a half to go here, first quarter. Coming off of a screen. Down low, Dizenroth. Lost control of it, and it's taken away here by Oxford. Eckert's had a little more success down low than Dizenroth, but they continue to pump it inside. Oxford trying to answer. A short jumper is a miss, and Eckert with a rebound, and it comes popping over into the radio booth here, but last touched by the Blackhawks. We're right in harm's way here tonight. So far, we've survived.
We've had a dozen near misses.
Yes, we have.
At the press table tonight.
I always say it. We were doing the Cooperstown tournament probably 4 or 5 years ago, and we had a player dive headfirst, took the whole table out, all the gear. We stayed on the air. Nothing came unplugged. A small miracle, and everybody was unharmed. Hopefully that doesn't happen here tonight. SK girls leading 10-7, under a minute to go, first quarter. A steal now by Oxford. Back down the floor with Man Warren. Tried a home run pass ahead, but Trimble was there for SKA to steal it back. Ball out of bounds. Oh, it's going to stay with Oxford, though. Both teams fighting for it right on the end line. Thought Trimble was going to have a chance at the clean steal, but instead Oxford will keep it with 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Man Warren will do the inbounding duties to the right of the hoop. Oxford looking to get it in. They find Reventi. Pump fake around Eckert inside and blocked by Dizenroth. Oxford keeps control. 20 to go on the shot clock. A jumper from the left elbow is no good. Reventi to the corner. Tracks down another rebound. Tries to pass it out. Trimble with a steal. And the Rams have it with 30 seconds to go, first quarter, and a 10-7 lead. Back to Eckert. Top of the key. Dribble drive right side. Finds Hendrickson in the corner. Rams have it. Now to Trimble. She gets tied up. Ball loose on the floor. And with 15 seconds left in the quarter, Oxford will steal it. Going left to right, they can play for the final shot. Reventi through the teeth of the defense, and her layup won't go. 5 seconds left. Here's Carly drop. Ahead for Trimble. Can she get the three off? She does, but it's short, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books here at the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship game in Morris. It's the South Courtright Andes girls on top of Oxford, 10-7. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter here in Morris. 10-7 our score. Coach, your thoughts on this first quarter so far? Everything had to be earned here between the Rams and the Blackhawks.
Yeah, both teams are playing very good defense. I just think we're going to see better things. I honestly thought it was a little sloppy, and both teams are feeling each other out, but two really good teams playing here.
So. You know, I'm curious your thoughts on this. You know, when that defense is so tough, you got athletes going after each other, how do you clean up that sloppiness? Or is it just that's the style of this game?
It's the style of the game because both styles are such different.
A three ball from the left side for Oxford. They have the ball, no good. Reventi with a rebound. And the Blackhawks will kick one back out here. They'll hold on to it. Yeah, I don't know how you clean it up because both teams are just so scrappy that it just kind of lends itself to these low scores. And we see this a lot. I was talking to an IAC coach recently. He said when you play teams from the MAC or your area of Section 4, Nate, he said those teams just have this innate ability to kind of muck it up, for lack of a better word. You're going to see games in the 30s and 40s because they can make your life so difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said earlier, this could come down to a strategic game of fouls, because if you get one or two players in foul trouble, I mean, it could change the whole complexion of the game.
Here's Deisenroth as SKA has it to Hendrickson. And she had her pocket picked there by Oxford. Man Warren trying to do the home run pass ahead, but the Rams got back in time. Ball pinballs around, and SKA will steal it back. Nice job there by Alyssa Tucker, the freshman who comes off the bench here for Coach Burroughs. She got the steal. Then Deisenroth couldn't hold on to it. Boy, it's become a game of hot potato right now between these two. And then Oxford will throw it away.
You know, to get back to your point from before, I remember when we used to go up and play Section 3 teams. The style of ball is difficult. The Section 4 is different. It's the Section 4 game is a more physical game, where the Section 3 game is more of a finesse game. And the officials call the games differently.
Very true. Yeah, so when you get that crossover, it's always interesting to see how it goes. Timeout, Oxford. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. SK Girls leading Oxford 10-7. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Coach Pete Komenderic, longtime coach in Norwich. And we are here in Morris for the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship game. And it has been scrappy, just kind of a street battle here tonight, with the SK girls leading 10-7 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Full court pressure from both teams has made life difficult. SKA having trouble getting the ball in here. Now they get to midcourt. Eckert gets it over in time, and she finds Alyssa Tucker. Now to Carly Drop, and SKA can finally settle into the half-court offense here. Deisenroth works one back out to Tucker. Now to Drop, and a little hip check there called on Oxford. Abby Denz got a piece of it, and so a foul on Oxford, the first here in the second quarter. Coming up, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break down this scrappy first half here for the championship game. You can call Mirabito. Now's the season when it's cold like this at 563 Heat. That's 563 Heat. Eckert with the ball, left side for SKA. Finds Tucker for a long two. Too much mustard on that. It's off the back rim and no good. Oxford streaking down the right side of the floor. Here's Rickard. Had her pocket picked. And Deisenroth comes out of the fray with it. A breakaway layup for the 6-1 center. Oh, she missed the layup. Heard me saying earlier that she doesn't miss those. And in transition, couldn't get it to go. Now here's Reventi inside, and her layup won't go. And both teams have gone cold as we got a jump ball on the rebound with 6:05 to go, second quarter.
I like how assertively Reventi takes the ball to the hole. She's had about three or four drives to the rim. She's not afraid to drive, and that's important.
Boy, Eckert gets fouled in the backcourt here, and she's frustrated a little bit here, I think.
I think she might be
a little
banged up.
She did fall on that last possession. I wonder if she's just trying to shake it off.
Yep.
Eddie always seems to find herself involved in some big physical plays like that because she has the ball in her hands so much. 5:50 to go, second quarter, 10-7 score. Oxford with the basketball, trailing by three. A low-scoring affair here for the championship game in Morris. Straight away three for Oxford, skims off the front of the rim. Rickard with a rebound, tosses it back up. That shot won't go. And underneath, great job by Rickard to pull it back out. Now finding Aubrey Rickard on that far side. Aubrey got it from Page. Back to the far side, and the jumper is good. A long two, or was it a three? I couldn't see foot on the line. Long two, therefore taken Man Warren. And Oxford is just making life hard. A turnover now by the Rams. Oxford's going to get it back. Boy, and this has just become exactly what we said. Just impossible to bring the ball up the floor. I mean, there's just somebody in your face. You turn around, you try to pass. Somebody's jumping a lane. It's just nothing is easy here. Left side shot here for Oxford is too strong. Off the back of the rim for Paige Rickard. Rebound underneath here for Emily Holbert, and a foul is called on SKA.
That may be on Eckert, and I think that would be her second, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Eckert frustrated here at the moment. She's got 6 points, but I believe that's going to be her second foul. Coach Burroughs pondering what to do here. I think he's just going to roll the dice and leave her in. He trusts one of his senior leaders. Holbert at the line. First shot is good for Emily Holbert. That ties this game at 10 with about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Holbert settling in, trying to give Oxford the lead, and she does. So Holbert now gives Oxford an 11-10 lead here over South Courtright Andes. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. Hendrickson in the backcourt finds Eckert. They get it across half, right side, as SK's in the royal blue with the white trim going right to left. 4:55 to go in the second. A pass down low. Dizenroth off the glass. That won't go. A little too strong. Rebound for Oxford. Man Warren streaking down the right side. Looks to set it up for the Blackhawks on offense. They're a little undersized, but they've done a great job limiting SK to one-shot opportunities. And then the jumper by Man Warren in the corner is good.
Her second consecutive jumper.
And Oxford now has a three-point lead, 13-10. Hendrickson to Eckert, far side. They get it safely across the half-court timeline. Addy finds Dizenroth down low, and she's fouled at the right low block.
Beautiful pick and roll.
Every time one of the SK bigs has it, anywhere in the paint or the low block, I mean, they're just swarmed, just absolutely swarmed.
Coach Palmer smiled, and I could tell that it was full-court press in
there. What's interesting, too, is I think someone at home might be saying, okay, well, your triple team, pass it. It's when they're getting the bounce pass in the low post, as here's Dizenroth, boom, got the first one at the line here. They're having trouble, and you see this sometimes in the girls' game, they're having trouble just getting that moment where they can even lift it up to make the pass, and then just everything is tough from there. And so the second shot from the line for Dizenroth is no good. Rebound was last touched by SK.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go to Oxford. Oxford leads 13-11, 4:20 to go second quarter. Well, what do you think, Coach? I mean, when you get that entry pass down low, if it's low, they're just swarming, and they can't even pass it back out of there. It's almost like a trap. Oxford now will work across the half-court timeline with Paige Rickard going left to right. Setting it up here. Oxford willing to take their time. And into the paint, tied up. On the floor, both teams scrambling for it here. Madison Reeves has got it, and it's going to go to Oxford. No, excuse me, it's going to SK. Jump ball, possession arrow, gives it back to the Rams. Boy, this Oxford team just continues to throw guards at you. I could see this giving a lot of MAC teams trouble down the road.
Absolutely.
Hendrickson, top of the arc, will feed one to Nora Trimble. Now back to Addie Eckert. 3:45 to go, second quarter. A low-scoring affair. Oxford girls leading 13-11 over South Courtright. Hendrickson's jumper hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. And another rebound underneath by the Blackhawks with Paige Rickard. Ahead now for Raventi. In the corner, finds Emily Reese for three. Hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. The iron unkind. Raventi with a rebound. Back up top. Now finding Aubrey Rickard. The sophomore, trapped in the corner, looking for options, and Reeves was right there to steal it away from her, then out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Oxford. Last touch there by Reeves, they say. 3:10 to go here in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderek here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back at the CDO Studios in Sydney. Our doubleheader from Morris tonight. Championship tournament games. And ball loose in front of the Oxford hoop, and we got a jump ball. Boy, and there is no love lost between these two teams. They might not play in the same league or hardly ever see each other, but it feels like a rivalry game.
They're playing hard. Every loose ball, both teams are going for. They're tying each other up. This is going to be a really good game.
Eckert in the backcourt, dribbles it across now. SK finally with some breathing room, trailing 13-11. They have really been stifled on offense here in this second quarter. Dizenroth has to kick it back out. Finds Eckert. Dials up a three. Addy off the front of the rim. It wouldn't go. Drop with a big rebound. Puts it up. And that's off the mark. Somebody take the lid off the rim down there. It will not go in. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams, though. 2:40 to go, second quarter. 13-11 our score. Boy, two pretty good looks from in close there, and it wouldn't go. Dizenroth's getting a breather here. She's had to work real hard down low in the paint. Impressive defense here by Oxford, just daring SK to try to throw it in the post. They basically have somebody fronting and backing the bigs. And here's Carly drop with a jumper. No, in and out. And ball's going to stay here with SK. Is this a recipe for other small school teams to say, okay, we're going to go all in on taking away the bigs and make the guards try to beat us with the outside shot?
Absolutely.
Rams get it inside. Here's Eckert. And she's hammered. Can't get the foul, or can't get the layup, but will take a foul shot here at the line. Yeah, maybe this is the blueprint to try to compete with SK if you're a small school team with athletic guards. You need the guards to throw at them, though.
You do.
And that's what Coach Palmer has.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a rotating substitution guards coming in the game every 2 minutes.
Yeah, it really is. It's almost like a hockey line change. Eckert hits the first shot at the line. It's almost like he's saying, okay, you give me 2 minutes, all you got. We'll get you a breather, and then we'll get you back in. Second shot coming here for Addie Eckert at the line. And this one is good. And they'll need those. Cuts it back to, no, it's a tie game now. Excuse me, 13-all. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Joan Martin championship game here in Morris, and Aubrey Rickard with a bucket of her own makes it 15-13. 2:10 to go in the second. Eckert in the backcourt. Comes across the midcourt timeline. Passing to Carly Drop and just through her hands and out of bounds. Goes back to the Blackhawks with 2 minutes to go before the halftime break.
This game will mean so much to both teams because it's going to teach SK how to play against the press, and it's going to teach Oxford how to play against Big. So.
And this is going to be a foul on Eckert at the left low block. And could this be three on Eckert?
I think it is.
Dizenroth's going to have to come back, and boy, and they almost made it. That second foul was about the six-minute mark, and Addie played all this way down to 1:53 left. Picks up that third foul. That's tough. They need her on the floor in the second half. First shot at the line is off the front of the rim here for Paige Rickard. Tough foul calls, too. You know, down low, could go either way type of calls. Rickard's second shot, 0 for 2, rebound Dizenroth. And Dizenroth tried to pass over the top, but it was tipped away there by the Oxford defense. Now, the Rams guards will not have Eckert to rely on. How's that going to go for him? We will see. In this last minute 45, Trimble at the half-court timeline. They try to find drop. Tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Rams. No, it's going back to the Blackhawks. So Oxford leads 15-13 here late second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Commanderic tonight here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU.
SK putting a little pressure on now in the front court.
Yeah, they have the ability to do it. And I wonder if Coach Burroughs will want to counter here. Blackhawks have it, left side. Here is Emily Reese. Tied up. Goes to Rickard. Aubrey with a long shot. Died on the back of the rim. Carly dropped with a rebound. Last touched by her. It'll stay here with OA.
Nate, don't you feel with Oxford that any player can score on this team? They're very unselfish.
We've been saying this a lot about Green, who might be one of the favorites in the MAC, that this is a team Green could, anybody could score 4, 6, 8 points tonight. Now after seeing Oxford for a half, I feel exactly the same way. Here's Reese with a three ball in the right corner. Off the front of the rim, but a rebound by Rickard. And back to the top of the arc. Van Warren with a jumper that's an air ball. Out of bounds back to SK. For being a smaller team, too, I'm impressed by the tenacity on the glass by Oxford as well. Now a steal by the Blackhawks. They'll take it inside. Jumper here for Paige Rickard. No. Rebound for Carly Drop, and a timeout taken here by SK. We got a full timeout taken by the Rams with a minute to go, second quarter, in a scrappy and hard-fought first half here with the Oxford girls on top, 15-13. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 1 minute to go, second quarter. Coach, what can SK do out of this timeout to try to maybe tie this game back up? They're down 15-13 late in the second quarter.
Break the press and do not settle for a bad shot. Get a good shot.
And the ball tipped away. Oxford with a steal. Not exactly what they drew up in the timeout, I'm sure. Trimble got a piece of that. And it has literally become a game of hot potato. It's difficult, honestly, to announce games where the possession just changes constantly. Fun to watch, tough to announce. Blackhawks have it. Back to the top of the key here with 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Oxford going left to right. Emily Reese into the corner. Three ball here for the Blackhawks. It's short. Tracking down a rebound here for Abby Denz. And we got a dead ball whistle here. Didn't quite catch what happened there, Coach, underneath. It was just a jump ball there. Oxford gets it. And inbounds pass. Shot is short. Off the mark. Carly Drop with a rebound. 30 seconds to go here, second quarter. Right side now for Drop. With SK trailing 15-13. Eckert is on the bench with those three fouls. And now to Trimble. SK going inside. Dizenroth, the baby hook is good. Huge bucket there by Caitlin Dizenroth.
That is a huge bucket, and it was a great move.
Ties it at 15.
She sealed the defender and just threw up the baby hook. Beautiful move.
Hendrickson trying to get the steal at midcourt. 6 seconds left before the halftime break. Little dribble drive here by Rickard, and we got a reach-in foul on the Rams with 2 seconds left, and they are calling this game tight here.
Yeah, I think they're afraid that the game's going to get out of control just because, you know, like you said, it's hot potato, hot potato.
And so Oxford with the ball on the baseline, 2.6 seconds left, second quarter, tied at 15. Championship game here in the Morris Tournament. Oxford gets it in. They're not going to get a shot off, though, and that's going to do it. First half in the books, scrappy, a war, a battle, street fight, whatever you want to call it. We got a good one on our hands here for the Joan Martin Championship game in Morris. 15-15 our score between the Oxford girls and South Courtright Andes. For Pete Komenderek, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers.
Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. We certainly hope you're staying warm out there tonight. It's been a frigid weekend around the area, but we do know that it's going to heat up a little bit next week. Coach, you won some prizes in the gift raffle basket out there. What'd you win? Some Mustangs gear?
Yeah,
wow.
I want some Morris Mustang gear. I don't think I've ever worn a Mustang shirt before.
Well,
but
now you got
great.
It. Yep,
yeah.
That's your pay from WCDO. I'm just kidding, but that's awesome. I'm glad you went out and supported all that, and nice that you got your name announced here. So
yeah, it's great. I mean, this tournament is just spectacular, and, you know, to contribute to a cause like this for the athletes in the school is just, I'm glad to do it, so.
So we're in a battle here. 15-15 at the half, Oxford girls, South Courtright Andes girls in the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship game here. Eddie Eckert, three fouls for South Courtright, 8 points. So that's going to be a big storyline in the second half here for the Rams. How do you use Eddie? She's your best player. She is now 20 points away from 1,000. If she doesn't get it tonight, which I'm guessing she's not going to get 20 in the second half, just the vibe of this game. She will get it next week, hopefully, when they play at home. Caitlin Dysenroth has 5. Lexi Hendrickson has 2. So that's the scoring for SKA. And then on the other side, very balanced for Oxford. 4 for Tegan Manwaren, 3 for Margaret Reventi, 2 apiece for Paige Rickard, Emily Holbert, and Aubrey Rickard. This game has been hot potato. It's been a hot mess, honestly. I mean, it's just one of those games where you watch, it's good basketball in the sense that it's effort, it's strategy, it's a chess match. It's tough basketball because, unlike the boys' games where we're scoring 70, 80 points in this tournament, this game could honestly end, you know, 30 to 28. But it's just a different style of ball.
Absolutely. Both teams are playing so hard. They're going after loose balls. And like you say, it's a difficult game to announce. But I think a lot of it is going to go down to the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and does not get into foul trouble.
Well said. And I should say, I don't mean like I'm not having fun or this is not a good game. I view these games almost as a challenge as a broadcaster because it's like, this is a good game. How do I make it so when you're driving in the car, when you're listening at home, you're on the computer, you can feel what we're feeling of, this is a scrappy, tough game. This is almost streetball-esque where, you know, it's physical, everybody's on the floor, everybody's getting dirty, and dirty in a good way in terms of just nothing comes free here tonight.
Yeah, and I think when you're in a game like this, the second half, you go to your strengths. For South Courtright, I would just try to bang the ball inside, take advantage of the height differential. If I'm Oxford, I continue with a full court press, make SK feel uncomfortable, make every possession difficult to get over the half court line.
I agree. I think it's going to be a great second half. The coaching match, what will Coach Palmer do, what will Coach Burrows do, and how will their players execute, should be a lot of fun. So, again, if you're looking for scores, stats, standings this time of the year, my podcast interviews, articles, Athlete of the Week information, I'll be updating my top scorers page where you can find the top scorers in the area by points per game average. It's all at my website, natelull.com. I've tried to make it as easy to use as possible. Very big buttons, easy to find, only a couple of tabs, no pop-ups, no ads. Hopefully it's a good home for everyone to find their information. So go to natelull.com and you can find all your local sports information for the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, and some of the STACK schools.
There's two things I look at when I wake up in the morning. First thing is a silver price, and the second is a Nate Lull. NateLull.com.
I had to laugh. So last weekend on Friday, I had a work event where I knew I was going to be late getting the scores up. And I'm, you know, quite often I'm working late at night anyways. But the next morning, I didn't quite get as far as I had hoped. So I finished up quickly in the morning. But I had more messages, emails, texts, are you okay? Is everything all right? I guess I really hadn't realized that people get up in the morning, have their coffee, and read NateLull.com. So no pressure, Nate, but you got to get it done.
And the world has changed. Years ago, you could pick up a newspaper, and they'd cover, you know, all the scores. And because newspapers have downsized the staffing, you're great. I mean, you've built that infrastructure where you get the scores. And not to put any pressure on you, but people in a three-county radius depend on that.
I know. Like, for me, I feel guilty if I don't have it done at a certain time so that when you wake up, it is right there. I want you to be... it's tough because you're trying to be ESPN when you're just one guy and working in the kitchen late at night, you know what I mean? So I feel that pressure, but I also love doing it. I love the challenge. So there's certain nights where I get it done early. I say, I got it. I got it tonight. So
well, it's a great, such a great thing for our area, and you should feel so proud.
Well, thank you. No, I love doing it, and brings me a lot of satisfaction. And to get to see games like this is what it's all about for me. So we're going to keep it right here. That's the end of our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 15-15 our score between South Courtright Andes girls and Oxford. We're here in Morris tonight, live on the air at the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament Championship game. The boys' game was before this, and Deposit Hancock took down the host school, the Morris Mustangs, in a high-scoring affair. Blake Fortunato had 41 tonight for DH, and Ryan Murphy had 36 for Morris.
Both teams back with their starters from the first half.
SKA with the ball, going left to right. They're in the royal blue with the white trim. Oxford is in the white home uniforms with the red trim and the black trim. Addie Eckert back in, playing with those three fouls. She's going to have to be careful. We got a traveling violation underneath on Eckert, so I believe... No, traveling on Oxford, okay. It's going to keep it with SKA. I didn't even know who had the ball there. I mean, it was...
it was like a rugby scrum.
They go inside to Eckert. Right low block. Addie puts it up, misses. Second chance, she's fouled. And if they can continue to hammer inside to Addie, could be a big advantage here for SKA.
She's been very active in the first 29 seconds. Two attempts down low.
Eckert's first shot good. So Eckert has 9. Again, she is in the hunt for 1,000 points to put her name in the SKA history books.
17 to go.
And that one rolls in and out. Dizenroth with the big rebound, and she puts it in. She
beautiful rebound. She boxed out perfectly and put up the missed foul shot.
Three-point play there on that possession for SK. Makes it 18-15. Rams on top of the Blackhawks. Again, Oxford now going right to left. Here's Raventi in the paint. Jumper off the back of the rim. No. Rebound for Dizenroth. Brought it down low and got tied up. And yeah, Coach Burrows is saying, keep that ball high, Caitlin, because you bring it down there and those little pesky guards are all over you.
And with her size, if she chins the ball up top, they're not going to get to it.
Blackhawks with a shot from the left side, hit the side. Thought it hit the side of the basket there and went out of bounds. The possession is staying with Oxford. So the Blackhawks will get it in. Again, they're going right to left, into the left corner now with Paige Rickard. Rickard up top. Setting up the offense. Thanks as well tonight for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, our free audio brought to you by SFCU. A shot here for Raventi, no. Madison Reeves, the rebound for the Rams. Streaks down the left side, lost control of it. Stripped of the ball, and it's going to roll out. Stay with SK. Also to our listeners on our new frequency in Norwich, 92.3. It's the same programming that you get on WCDO, just a new frequency that we have in Norwich. Our tower's on top of the hospital. And so you can get a clearer signal in the Norwich immediate area, which would be good for our Oxford listeners as well. Here's Caitlin Dizenroth down low. A little finger roll was short. Madison Reeves with a good rebound. Kicks it back out to Carly Droppin. SK can reset. Didn't hit the rim, so it's 5 on the shot clock. Inside, Dizenroth. Bully ball here. Off the glass. Too strong. It wouldn't go.
SK pounding the ball down low.
I was just going to say, they're trying to establish the interior game. Here's Raventi. Outside, Rickard, a 3, no. Too much hot sauce on it. Side of the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound for the Blackhawks, though. Underneath the hoop with Abby Denz. Dribbled it out of bounds, but last touch by the Rams. So what do you think, Coach? SK with a little more momentum here in the third.
Yeah, all the momentum to SK so far, and I love that they're pounding the ball down low because that's their game.
Boy, a 3-point lead feels like a 10-point lead right now. Oxford gets it in. They'll wheel it around to the top of the arc. 20 on the shot clock here for the Blackhawks. Paige Rickard has it. She's got 2 points so far tonight. Little scoop pass to the left side. Finding Man Warren. Skips across the top of the defense. Back to Rickard. Long two, no. Rebound, pinballing around in the paint. We got a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with Oxford Academy. A little confusion on the arrow here. Yeah, got to keep it with the Blackhawks. Okay.
Yep.
Oxford was running away like, it's not ours. So they'll keep it to the right of the hoop underneath with Abby Denz. Den's looking for some options here off the stack that they set up. She'll swirl it in, finds Rickard in the corner. Three ball is in for Paige Rickard.
Beautiful play. They set four up top on the extended foul line and broke in different directions, open for three.
We're tied at 18 with 5:40 to go in the third. Rams might have gotten away with a travel. They keep possession, and now Rickard with a steal. Paige down the left side. Dribble drive into the low block. Rickard will work one out here for Man Warren. Up top, Raventi. Dribble drive for her. Off the glass, too strong. Carly drop with a rebound. Drop went into the land of the Skyscrapers there. One of the smaller guards pulls it out. Drop to the right side, finds Trimble. Give and go. Back to drop. Through her hands, though. She saves it, but Raventi was there for the steal. So we're still tied at 18. 5 minutes to go in the third. Raventi trying to go coast to coast. And we got a block here on Madison Reeves. And the SK fans not happy. They wanted the charge. What'd you see there? Think she was set?
I don't know. She went she went coast to coast, and there was no stopping her. I mean, she was going right to the rim. And I don't know if the defender was set or not. Because it was on the opposite end of the floor.
Yeah, every time there's a big play, it's in the opposite corner. We're basically sitting on the same side of the benches here. If you've ever been to Morris, there's only the seating on the one side. We're pretty much at the end of the SK bench in the corner. And so if a play is happening on the far side, we've got a great view here. I love the spot. But, you know, it can be a tough view. They're also going to put Raventi on the line here, saying she was in the act of shooting. Coach Burrow's also not happy about that. I thought maybe they'd get it on the floor. Raventi, first shot good. Gives Oxford the lead. Raventi now with 4 points. Makes it 19-18. Second shot for Raventi. No, too strong. Rebound Nora Trimble here for the Rams. Lost it out of bounds, but it'll stay with SKA. SK coaching staff pleading with their guards. You've got to be strong with the ball here. Got to protect that possession. 1 point game. Oxford has retaken the lead, 19-18. Stripped here by Rickard. Boy, she's been good on D. Paige will take it inside. Little up and under, and she finishes. Paige Rickard now with 7 points. Makes it 21-18.
She's been all over the floor tonight. I mean, she's just played a really nice defensive game.
Yeah, the sophomore, Paige Rickard. Here's Addie Eckert, tries a three. Missed it, got her own rebound. Addie inside, can't get the layup. Dizenroth is there to cash it in. So Eckert and Dizenroth with 9 points each. They got 18 of SK's 21. Or 20, excuse me. So Oxford with a lead, 21-20. Ball out of bounds, last touched by the Rams. It'll stay with Oxford. Yeah, so Eckert and Dizenroth with 18 of SK's 20. Hendrickson has the other bucket on that little steal reverse layup she had. Oxford clinging to this one-point lead, 4:15 to go third quarter. Holbert inside for Aubrey Rickard, in and out. And drop with another big rebound as she windexes the glass. Ahead now for drop to the right side. Pulls it back out, pumps the brakes, and gives it to Eckert, who wants a breather and wants time to set it up. Calling for a screen from Dizenroth. Eckert trying to back her down. Little give and go with Dizenroth. Back inside for Addie, establishing some room. Turnaround shot was partially blocked. Some good defense there, I thought, by Aubrey Rickard. And what was the call here, Coach?
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds,
Oxford.
Okay. So just went out of bounds there.
I love Eckert, how she posted up down low.
Yeah, it was,
got her the ball. It was perfect.
And she wanted it, too. Here's Nora Trimble with a three on the inbounds play. Missed it. And then last touch by SK. It's going back to the Blackhawks. 21-20 our score. 3:45 to go in the third. Oxford girls ahead by a point. And now a steal by Carly Drop here for the Rams.
Nice steal. She played the passing lane now.
Rams going left to right. Hendrickson to Drop. Inside, Dizenroth, back out, Trimble. Good ball movement here by the Rams with 3.5 to go in the third. And now a steal by Oxford. Right side. And now on the floor, a foul as Emily Reese tried to take it to the 10. So pretty clean game here in this third quarter. Only the second team foul on SK and only one on Oxford so far.
And it's a very hard play game, too.
letting them play a little bit more here in the second half. Inside for Holbert, and her shot is good for Emily Holbert. Well-designed inbounds play gives a three-point lead to Oxford, 23-20.
Absolutely. A little weak side pick that kind of goes undetected.
3:10 to go in the third. Here's Hendrickson. Looking for some options. Now goes to Eckert on the right wing side. Comes off a screen. Addy to the interior. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line. A nice dribble drive. Absorbed the contact and gets the whistle.
SK is using her strength down low in the third quarter, which is nice to see.
Eckert's been playing this whole time with those three fouls. Has gotten through a lot of this third quarter unscathed. And Eckert at the line. Automatic hits that first one. She's got 10. That might have been the broadcaster's curse. Shouldn't have said automatic. Well, I don't want to say it for either team. Makes it 23-21. Oh, Addy comes through for me. She's got 11.
17 away from the record, from 1,000.
23-22. If she got it tonight, something big would have changed the way this game is going. Oxford with the ball and a one-point lead. And on the baseline for Raventi, missed the little chippy inside. Dizenroth has got the ball, and then they blow the play dead as her glasses came flying off again. With 2:38 to go here in the third, SK is going to have the ball underneath the Oxford hoop. Drop will have to get it in against some full court pressure. Trimble down the right side, step through, and she traveled. And
good
the
D.
Pressure's just been unrelenting. Great D.
Love Oxford's game plan with this full court press. Anytime the ball moves, they're all over it. So.
Yeah, they've been tremendous. 2:38 to go in the third. It's 23-22. And here is Man Warren finding Raventi. Steps through, and we got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with Oxford here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic tonight here on WCDO. Thanks so much for listening, wherever you are out there. Also for listening as well on WCDOsports.com, our free audio stream brought to you by SFCU. Blackhawks with the ball. Now a steal by Reeves. Both teams getting on the floor, getting dirty for it here. But Oxford comes back away with it. Well done. Man Warren in a tough spot. Finds Aubrey Rickard, the two-pointer from the foul line. No good. Eckert with another rebound. Addy Eckert across midcourt. Little crossover. SK down by a point. Back out. Carly drop. A long three. No good. Eckert with a rebound. Pulls it down and is fouled. Eckert in great rebounding position. Hauls it down and is going back to the line. And this might be how this game is won tonight at the charity stripe. Currently, Oxford girls leading 23-22. So this game feels like it's going to end in the 30s here tonight. As Eckert hits the first one at the line. It's 23 all. Eckert is up to 12.
It's one of these games where every possession seems so important.
Second one for Addy is short. Died on the front of the rim. And the rebound here goes flying through. We're good. We were almost in trouble there. We were almost in trouble with 2 minutes to go here in the third. Coach, I do not know how that did not blast both of us in the face.
Again.
Did you get hit?
No.
Oh,
I faked right and went right.
It went right between us. My goodness, 23 all. That thing, so the ball came tipped into the corner. That thing was going, I didn't even see it.
I hope WCDO is good insurance.
Yes. Craig, my goodness, we almost just broke our face for this game. What? That was crazy. Oxford will get the ball. They take it down. Right-handed layup, no. Eckert with a rebound. Boy, that could have ended poorly. The more I think about it. Wow, Carly drop in the corner. As SK gets it back. The right low block. Kicks it out. Got herself out of a tough position. Addy Eckert for three from way downtown. Pulled the trigger. Wants that one back. It's an air ball out of bounds. With a minute and a half to go in the third. Tied at 23. So Oxford will get it in. Full court pressure coming from SK. Blackhawks into the corner now. Three ball here is good. I believe that was Page in the corner for three. So 10 points now for Paige Rickard. Makes it 26-23. Minute 10 to go here in the third. And Eckert finding Madison Reeves. She answers back with a three of her own. Huge shot there by Madison Reeves.
Both teams going into full court press now. This is going to get really interesting.
26 all. We're under a minute to go in the third. Down low. We got a charge taken by Dizenroth. She went down hard. Is being helped up here. Did she hit her? She's holding her head like maybe she hit her head there on the floor, absorbed the contact, appears to be okay with 55 seconds to go. Coach Burroughs wants to take her out for a minute to make sure she's all right. Boy, she went hard to the floor.
She was just planted in position, and the offensive player just put her head down and went.
Yeah, that's the type of game it has been. It's been physical. And now Oxford turning it over, so the Rams will get it back with 53 seconds to go here in the third. Carly Drop finds Madison Reeves. We're tied at 26. Reeves dribbles out of trouble to the left side. Madison has her pocket picked. Ball rolls out, but will stay with SKA. 46 seconds to go here in the third. Boy, every time it feels like one side's going to pull away, Coach. The other side makes a bucket. Rickard makes one, and then Reeves makes one.
This is a great game to watch.
Down to 40 seconds to go here in the third. Rams have it with Hendrickson. Gets a screen. Hendrickson, the hero from last year's Delaware League Championship game, hit a buzzer beater to lift the Rams over Charlotte Valley in that game. Boy, that was fun last year. 35 seconds left here in the third. Foul up top there on Oxford. Didn't catch who it was on. Okay, they're going to say that was on... Okay, that's the fifth foul here on Oxford as a team. It's going to send Hendrickson to the line. I did not catch who that was on. My apologies. Some sort of an illegal screen up top, or somebody got the hand check when they were coming off the screen. I was looking elsewhere. Hendrickson at the line. Got it. That's big for Lexi. She's got 3 points. Gives SK the lead, 27-26. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Hendrickson, second shot is no good. Jackknifed off the back of the rim. So the Rams up by one, 27-26. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Little crossover dribble here for Raventi. Gets it out to Rickard. Paige Rickard has it here. Gets around her defender, inside, little up and under, no. Eckert grabs the rebound with 17 ticks left, third quarter. Ahead now, Madison Reeves into the paint. Reeves, the floater, left it short. Ball on the ground and scooped up here with 8 seconds left in the third by Oxford. Ahead now for Paige Rickard. Rickard down low. The shot at the buzzer there by Denz wouldn't go. And South Courtright Andes leads Oxford 27-26. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Pete Komenderic with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. End of the third quarter, the South Courtright Andes girls lead Oxford 27-26. Coach, this should be a great finish here. What do you think?
Oh, it's been a spectacular game. A lot of lead changes. Both teams playing hard. if you ask me, I could not pick a winner in this game. It's all going to come down to how both teams execute in the fourth quarter and who stays out of foul trouble.
I agree. Foul trouble. You know, Eckert's got three. She played that whole third quarter with the three fouls. She's been such a key piece of this one here. Dysonroth is still on the bench after hitting her head there for SKA. She's got some ice on it. So, you know, how's that all going to play into this? And with Oxford, Coach, you just never know where it's coming from. I mean, they got pieces everywhere. They are the true definition of a team.
Yeah, yeah. What impresses me is that every two and a half minutes, they're subbing in and out. They played a full court press the whole game. And it's working for them. They've really done a good job disrupting South Courtright.
Thanks for listening tonight. We're going to have our post-game show coming up after this fourth quarter with our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Oxford with the ball going right to left. Fresh into the fourth quarter here in Morris. They swing it far side. Abby Denz, her shot was short, and Eckert scoops up the rebound underneath. Eckert in the backcourt, brings it up the floor, finds Carly Dropp, who's wide open. Right-handed layup off the front of the rim, or off the back of the rim, I should say. And then she gets tied up for a jump ball on the rebound, and the arrow gives it back to Oxford. Boy, and just when you think, all right, there's nobody in her way, maybe she's going to put it in. The iron has been unkind to both teams here tonight. Full court pressure coming. Oxford breaks it easily this time. Here's Paige Rickard. The step through. A lot of contact there. A rebound opportunity. Glad everybody's okay. They didn't get a foul on Eckert. Thought maybe they were going to on the contact. But SK gets the rebound. Addy has it right side. Little spin move. Nice job by Addy, but her shot won't go. Kind of buckled on the side of the rim, and another rebound for Oxford. They've done well on the glass tonight. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter, a one-point lead for the Rams here over the Blackhawks. And we got another jump ball. Tied up down low. Boy, the Zebras are going to have their hands full for the next 7 minutes. There's going to be a lot of tight plays, a lot of critical calls to make. It's going to be a long fourth quarter between these two teams. We'll bring it to you the rest of the way. Of course, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic and Jim Tomeo. I've even heard Craig Stevens is back at the CDO studios. He was so excited about this game, he wanted to hang out at the station and listen in tonight. So a big thank you to those guys. Pass to the interior here. SK gets tied up. We're going to have another jump ball. This time it'll stay with the Rams. The ball constantly on the floor. Bodies everywhere. Players diving. It's been one of the more gritty games I've watched in recent memory. Both teams trying to win this Joan Martin tournament title here in Morris. And Oxford passing it down for Emily Reese, and she threw it away. Hendrickson came over and stole it for the Rams. Now here comes Addie Eckert, 6'1 center, who dribbles like a point guard. Takes it down low. Addie through the teeth of the defense, and she scores.
Beautiful spin move.
14 now for Addie. SK leads 29-26, and as we said before, a three-point lead feels more like 10 or 12 right now. And both sides have had it here in this second half. Oxford trying to answer, and they throw it away. Holbert had a little miscommunication on a backdoor cut, tossed it into the stands. Timeout taken here by Chris Palmer and Oxford. 6:05 to go in the fourth. South Courtright Andy's girls lead 29-26. Over Oxford here in Morris on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwood.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, SK with the ball, but a kick here by Tegan Manwaren will keep it with SK. No time comes off the clock. Coach Palmer took that timeout trying to get his girls reorganized. Do you hate to burn a timeout? You trying to save them here for the end, Coach? What's the strategy, you think?
No, I think it was a good timeout because SK was getting some momentum, and I just think he wanted to calm his team down. I actually thought it was a good timeout.
I loved it. I just wonder, like, oh, I don't want to burn it here. I guess I have to, but I'd rather save it for the end. But, yeah, I think they needed to kind of get on the same page again. Here's a steal, but then we got a double dribble by Oxford, giving it back to South Courtright Andes.
You know, I asked Josh Burroughs an unfair question before the game. I said, compare this team to your championship team.
Wow.
And, you know.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said that he's very pleased with this team. They have the potential of teams in the prior year. Just need a little bit more court time together, but that's a very positive thing to say about your team.
Dysonroth has checked back into the game now. That's great to see for SK. She had a couple of minutes after bumping her head. Madison Reeves, the long three. It wouldn't go down. Rebound by Aubrey Rickard of Oxford. Long pass ahead to Margaret Raventi. 5.5 to go in the fourth. SK girls leading Oxford 29-26. Championship of the Morris tournament here. Both teams scrambling for it. Bodies flying everywhere. The ball rolls out of bounds. Everybody kind of picking themselves up off the floor while the ball slowly rolled over the line. Boy, this has been an all-out war. There's just no other way to say it. This feels like it's a league championship game or something, honestly, the way these teams are kind of battling it out here.
It's like a backyard brawl.
It is. Here's Carly Drop, passing it inside for Dysonroth. Got tied up, but Oxford touched it last before it went out of bounds. 5:10 to go here in the fourth. A three-point lead, 29-26 for the Rams over the Oxford Blackhawks. SK gets it in. Hendrickson now for Drop, a three ball here. This could be huge, but she didn't get enough on it. Off the side of the rim, and a rebound here for Emily Reese for Oxford. Reese down the floor. Nice move, gets into the paint, and then lost it out of bounds. And, oh, I think it's going to stay here with Oxford. Last touch by Eckert, they say, before it went out. Just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of this Joan Martin championship game. Three ball for Rickard off the side of the rim. Drop with a rebound. Boy.
Nice board.
Yes.
Pulled that down.
A physical board, too.
There were two defenders, and she pulled it down.
Ball tapped out here by Aubrey Rickard. This tournament is in honor of Joan Martin, a longtime teacher here, 22 years at Morris. And her teams were fantastic. Longest winning streak in Morris history, 9 consecutive league titles and over 80 consecutive league wins.
Wow.
That was in basketball. She coached from 71 to 91. So well-deserved honor for her to have this tournament named after her. Goes down in Morris legend. I don't know how you ever beat that. 9 consecutive league titles. I mean, that's like Tioga football or something like that. I mean, that's a heck of a run.
And more importantly, if you think about women's sports and how they evolve, I mean, 1971, that was like probably the first years of like Title IX.
Yeah, there's a lot of Title IX info on her that we can talk about if we have some time. We got a close game here. Here's Eckert down low, and we got a charge on Addie. She got herself into trouble in the paint. Shot clock was winding down, and she picks that one up.
Yeah, that was a very good call. She came in and didn't have anywhere to go, and there was an Oxford defender planted.
So that's four, correct?
Four.
Four on Addie Eckert. She has to try to play this last 4.5 minutes as clean as a whistle here for SK. Nothing silly. They cannot afford to lose her. SK leading by three. Here's Rickard, gets tied up with Carly Drop, and we got a foul here. Coach Burroughs wanted the jump ball. I think he probably should have maybe gotten that, but it's a reach-in on Drop. With 4:12 to go here in the fourth. Oxford in desperate need of a bucket here. They've gone a couple of minutes. They've gone cold. Had some good looks, playing great defense down here. But the Blackhawks need it. Who could be the hero here? They go inside for Holbert. Her jumper is short. Raventi with a big rebound. Back out to Rickard. Aubrey left it short as well, and now Eckert grabs the rebound. Outlet pass to Hendrickson. Back to Addy. Ahead now for Carly Drop. And they can pump the brakes and settle it in. Now they go to Eckert. Inside Dysonroth. Back out for Drop. Left side Hendrickson. Pump fakes. 3:50 to go. Back to drop. A three here. Buckles off the side of the rim. Back out for drop. And she couldn't hold on to it. Addie's got to be careful there. Reaches in. Ball goes out of bounds. If you're an SK fan, you're holding your breath. And if you're Oxford, I feel like you got to go try to go right at her, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
3:40 to go in the fourth.
And for a big, it's very important to stay vertical, not reach in.
Yeah, she's got to be careful here, especially with how much guard position she plays as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cannot get a silly reach or anything like that. Here's Paige Rickard, who has been fantastic. 10 points for the Blackhawks. Takes it inside. A little up and under is blocked by Dizenroth, who I don't think is 100%. She keeps feeling the back of her head in between whistles. She had the ice on it for a minute. Kind of went to coach and said, I need to get back in there. She's really gutting this one out.
Absolutely.
3.5 to go in the fourth. Oxford gets it underneath the hoop. The inbounds pass goes to Man Warren. We got a foul up top here on Hendrickson of SK with 3.5 left. A three-point game feels like a mountain to climb right now for the Oxford Blackhawks, who I believe have not scored here in the fourth. I believe it was 27-26 at the start of the quarter. Now we got a foul down low as Paige Rickard grabbed a rebound. Who's this foul going to be on for SK? Going to be on Madison Reeves.
Paige has played real assertively tonight,
mm-hmm.
especially on defense.
Yeah, I just love what the Oxford guards have brought to the table. Rickard makes the first shot. That's huge. Paige has 11. Second one coming. As we said, these shots at the line are going to be huge down the stretch. And 2-for-2 at the line for Paige. She's got 12. Makes it a one-point game. SK girls leading Oxford 29-28 in the Joan Martin Championship game here in Morris. 3:15 left. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderek tonight. We're glad to have you along for this championship game. Dizenroth inside, and she's fouled.
Beautiful give-and-go. Ecker drove to the rim, looked off, and got it to Dizenroth. Beautiful play.
The defense just automatically, rightfully so, collapsed on Eckert. And that's where having another six-footer out there is such a luxury to have. Dizenroth to the line here for SK. First shot up and good. Nothing but net there for Dizenroth. She's into double figures with 10. Eckert has 14. Dizenroth with 10 for SK. 12 for Paige Rickard on the other side. Our score is in double figures for both sides. Dizenroth cannot get the second shot. Eckert with a rebound, but couldn't hold on to it. Last touch by Aubrey Rickard, who was Johnny on the spot with the defense. Eckert will be doing the inbounding duties. Scoops one in, finds Hendrickson. Good fake. Dials up a three. Missed it. Boy, it kind of looked good when she let it go, but then it drifted. So SK leads by 2, 30-28 over the Oxford girls with 3 minutes left. Thanks for joining us here on CDO and WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Here's Raventi down low, and her pass was deflected, but will stay with the Blackhawks. Oxford will have it to the left of the hoop, underneath their own hoop. Again, they're in the white with the red and black trim. SK is in the royal blue with the white trim. Inside, Raventi. Eckert had to just play it straight up, did it well. Ball goes out of bounds.
I think it went off Eckert's hand. It'll stay with Oxford. Yep.
Addie was basically trying to bend over backwards to not get called there. Oxford will scoop it in. Right corner. Dens up top for Paige Rickard. Into the corner now. A long two is off the mark there for Man Warren. Eckert with a rebound. Cleans the glass. Passes ahead for Madison Reeves. Cross court for Carly Drop. And she'll pump at the brakes and pull it back out. Now for Eckert. Inside, Addie, the step through. The little Dr. J finger roll bounces off the front of the rim, and then we got a foul underneath. Wow, on Reeves. And again, SK wants a jump ball. They won't get it with 2:20 left. 30-28 our score. And this, look at the team foul situation now here, Coach. 5 for SK, only 1 for Oxford. So this very crucial call is going to send the Blackhawks to the line.
Yeah, and the bigger part of it are the ramifications coming down the stretch with 2:20 to go in the game.
Yeah, this is going to be huge for Oxford. Any foul calls going forward sends them to the line for two. And Abby Dens will step in and makes the first. Boy, this game has overtime written all over it, Coach.
Nate.
I don't want to say it, but I did.
All the games that we've done throughout the years, we've never had a yawner. They're all exciting. So.
That's true. Dens goes 2-for-2, and we're tied again at 30 between the SK Andes girls and Oxford. Joan Martin Tournament Championship in Morris. Eckert with the ball, top of the key. Addie's got to be careful. They go to drop, right side. Goes to Dizenroth, great move. Puts it up, missed it, second chance, Dizenroth hits it and she's fouled. What a play by Caitlin Dizenroth.
You know, as a coach, you love to see that. She missed her layup and she just fouled her shot hard to the glass.
Yeah, and she's able to finish and get fouled. You don't always see that, to have that ability at the varsity level even to collect yourself and absorb that contact and have the wherewithal to make that. Oh, she misses the foul shot, though. So SK still leads 32-30 with a minute 55 to go in the fourth. Can the Blackhawks answer? They've played a whale of a game here. Raventi finding Aubrey Rickard. Coach Palmer keeping those timeouts in his back pocket. Minute 40 to go. Three ball here for Dens off the side of the backboard. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Misses the second chance. Raventi a third chance, and she's fouled underneath by Carly Drop. Good rebounding there by Oxford. Keeps that possession alive and gets Raventi to the line. Raventi's been stuck on 4 points since the first half, but she just makes herself so useful in so many ways, handling the ball, defense, kind of a real floor leader out there.
Absolutely.
Raventi's first shot is good. Makes it 32-31.
And as a junior, she's only going to get better with the more floor time that she sees.
It's a pretty young team. Some of these contributors are underclassmen for the Blackhawks. And the second shot is no good. Eckert with a rebound. So SK still leads 32-31 with a minute and a half to go. And here's Hendrickson is fouled at midcourt. Right as she was going across the half-court timeline. And even Coach Burrow is finding something that works. He's been using Hendrickson, who's a sophomore guard, and Alyssa Tucker, who's a freshman, down the stretch here. So they've kind of found something that worked. And so ball again tapped out of bounds. Will be kept with possession by SK. Of course, the Rams won the Section 4 Class D Girls Soccer Championship this year, trying to repeat their success here on the hardwood, but they throw the ball away here. They tried to go down low for Eckert, bounced out of bounds. This is a team that knows how to win, is my point there with these athletes in these type of close games. Oxford, I don't want to call it an upset here, but Oxford has had a great game plan. And boy, that could seal an upset, a three by Paige Rickard. She's got 15, and that gives Oxford a 34-32 lead with a minute to go. And now a timeout's going to be taken by head coach Josh Burrows for the Rams. Oxford jumps ahead, 34-32. Huge shot there by the sophomore, Paige Rickard. And it's a two-point lead with a minute to go for Oxford. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, 1 minute, 101 exactly to go here. Oxford girls lead Morris, lead South Courtright Andes in Morris here. We're at the Morris Joan Martin Holiday Classic Tournament Championship game. Oxford leads 34-32, but the Rams have the ball at midcourt here in front of their own bench. They go left to right. Rams will get it in. They go to Addie Eckert near midcourt. Addie with the ball. What they draw up in the timeout? Dizenroth wants the screen. She rolls. Holds on to it. Goes back to Tucker. And a jumper for the freshman from the foul line. And she puts it up and in. We got a whistle after that. Huge bucket there by Tucker.
Timeout, Oxford.
All right, timeout, Oxford here. Eckert got tripped up after the play. Doesn't matter. It's 34-34. We'll take another 30-second break here with 48 seconds to go on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
34-34 is our score. The Oxford girls and South Courtright Andes championship game of the Joan Martin Holiday Classic at Morris Central School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Commanderick. 48 seconds left, Coach. Tie game. Doesn't get much better than this.
It does not get any better than this.
All right, so here we go. Oxford will have the ball. They called the timeout. They will advance it to midcourt, which is part of the rule here. Team foul situation, SK with 5, Oxford with 3. So if Oxford does get fouled, they go to the line. They get it into Paige Rickard, who's been spectacular. 15 for her, 15 points. They go to Reventi. Passing down low. Oxford with the ball. Almost a travel there by Rickard. They get it back out to Reventi. 15 on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. Reventi picked up her dribble in a tough spot. And now we got another timeout taken here by head coach Chris Palmer. 28 seconds left on the game clock and 11 on the shot clock. All right, 30-second break, and Coach and I will come back to talk this over. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 28.7 seconds left. We're tied at 34. Joan Martin Tournament Championship game in Morris. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Commanderick here, longtime Norwich coach. Here we go, 34-34. Oxford called another timeout. What do you do here if you are Oxford to try to get this bucket and take the lead?
What I would do is I set a ball screen for Rickard, send her to the hoop, have the picker, follow her down, and put a relief out in case that doesn't work.
Ooh, I like that, Coach. Underneath the hoop, we'll see what Coach Palmer decides to do and draw up. Tough when you got a 6-1 center right in front of your inbounder, though. Addie Eckert playing with those four fouls. She's been great. Oh, they throw it away. The bounce pass went through the legs of Rickard. I don't think she saw it. And SKA is going to get it back with 27 seconds. And now Coach Burroughs wants to take a timeout.
What do you think, Nate? Do you hold for the last shot here, or do you put one up?
I like trying to hold it myself, but that might be easier said than done in theory, the way the defense has been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's been so hard to get any room, suffocating defense. I'm afraid if you try to hold it, you're going to get trapped,
yeah,
and you're going to get yourself in trouble. So I don't know the answer. That's why I'm sitting over here.
And like you said earlier, this game, even a 2-point lead feels like an 8 mm-hmm. or a 10-point lead. If I was SK right now, what I would look to do is utilize my strength, my height, and do some high-low screen and get the ball underneath. And
yeah,
see, even if you don't make the bucket, you get to the line.
And you don't have to panic. It's a tie game. It's not like, you know, okay, if we come down, we don't get a great look, we're still going to overtime. So execute, stay calm. If you're Oxford, just keep causing the chaos that you have caused all day. They have been fantastic. The defense has been wonderful. No matter what happens, I think one of the Oxford players is probably getting a defensive player of the game.
Absolutely.
27 seconds left. SK advances to midcourt, far side in front of the fans. They almost steal the inbounds pass, but Eckert gets it. Eckert's going to pull it out towards the SK bench. They go left to right. She has it right wing side. They go to Deisenroth at the high post. She gets tied up, has to kick it out. Finds Hendrickson for three. Hits it. A three for Lexi Hendrickson with 13 seconds left. The hero from last year's championship game does it again.
And she wanted that shot. I could just tell the determination on her face, and when she let that go, I'm like, that's it. It's money.
Coach, she was a JV call-up last year. There was some foul outs in the league championship game. They're at SUNY Delhi. She hits a three to win the game.
I remember that.
And the place goes bananas, and she steps up here. She's on varsity this year full-time, just nails another big-time shot. Huge. And now SK leads by three, which feels probably like Mount Everest to Oxford down there with 13 seconds left.
Yeah, it'll be funny to see what Oxford does here, if they set something up to try to get a three to tie the game, or if they just try to get a bucket and then go for the steal. But
so 13 seconds left here.
This game has been so well played by both teams. I mean, they've put so much energy that both coaches should walk away from this being proud and know that this game will, whoever wins or loses, this game will help them as the season progresses.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of the season, it doesn't mean anything for your league. Yeah, you know, some sectional points here and there. Everybody wants to win, but both teams have gotten better here today. So it's a great opportunity for them to get out and get better early in the season. And we'll see if Oxford's got some magic here. We always call it SK magic, so maybe there's some Oxford magic. Let's see. Hendrickson, the sophomore. Who would have thought?
Or maybe if you're SK, you foul the least experienced person on the team.
Right. What will Coach Burroughs decide to do? 13 seconds left. Oxford inbounding in front of the scorer's table on the left wing side. They go right to left. They get it into Reventi in the corner for Denz, and it's stolen. Deisenroth picks it up, and she's immediately fouled with 7 seconds left. Oxford was trying to throw a lob into the paint, and Deisenroth said, give me that.
I love what Oxford calling the inbounds. It was like two cutting over with two coming across. That was a nice play.
That was good. I think Coach Burroughs wants a timeout here.
Yep.
Yes, he does. All right, we're going to step away for 30 seconds. 7 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. SK leads 37-34 on top of Oxford. Joan Martin Tournament Championship in Morris. We'll be back on CDL.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. SK Girls lead 37-34 over Oxford. Championship game of the Joan Martin Tournament. Boy, Deisenroth still holding her head every time there's a timeout. I bet she's going to have a big Christmas goose egg back there, I think. I hope she's okay. She really toughed it out. Last week she was playing through a horrendous cold at the Pat Grasso Tournament. Gutted it out there. Now we got a foul here on Reventi with 6 seconds left. And kudos to Eckert. Picked up that fourth foul.
Played clean the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, when was it? Late in the third, right?
Yeah.
Had to play with four fouls the whole fourth quarter, and with 6 seconds left so far, she's done it. And so Eckert will step in. And this could potentially be the icing on the cake. Oh, Addie can't do it. Missed the first one. Again, creeping up on 1,000 points. She should be able to get it next week at home, possibly. And gets the second one. So Eckert's got it. 15 now for Addie. So what's that put her away from 1,000?
13.
She should be doable for Addy next week. Nice to get it at home when you can. Timeout here for Oxford. They will advance. 6 seconds left, and SK up 38-34. What a championship game here. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And we will also see who makes the all-tournament team for also for SK, for Oxford. The consolation game earlier, Edmiston Morris defeated Deposit Hancock, so we'll see what all-stars came from there. It was a big day here. We also had a signing day here. Hannah Wist, a senior from Morris, signed her Division I letter of intent to go play soccer at Canisius College. Big-time news there for Morris Athletics. That was really cool. She was first-team All-State this year, Class D, for girls' soccer. We've had the raffle. You won a bunch of prizes. I had a walking taco for dinner. I mean, it was fantastic. What a day. So, and a great basketball game to top it all off. Her boys' game was great, too.
Yeah, you could tell Hannah's a really good athlete.
Yes.
Watching her on the basketball floor, the way she cuts, the quickness. Wish her well at Canisius for the Golden Griffs.
Excited for her. Of course, my job before CDO was at Canisius. I said, hey, it's a good place to be, and glad you're signing there. So feels like she was just a seventh grader not that long ago. So Oxford's going to get it in and immediately travel, and the wheels have just come off here in the last 15 seconds here for Oxford, and now SK's just got to get it in, and they can be champs here of the Joan Martin. They'll work it into Dizenroth, and she's fouled with about a second and a half left. And Dizenroth's going to get some foul shots out of this.
I think they called it out of bounds.
Oh, they did. My gosh, I thought they got him on the push in the back.
Yeah, she got a little push.
Oxford's going to get it in. They're going to run out of time, and that's going to do it. 38-34, the final. SK Andes defeats Oxford. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have the All-Stars and our three awards. South Courtright Andes girls win the Joan Martin Tournament here in Morris. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're going to do the all-star teams now. So they're going to have the team captains come up first from Oxford, as the South Courtright Andes girls defeat Oxford 38-34 here. Great game at the Joan Martin Tournament. And so SKA going to get their championship trophy here. Congratulations to them. A great tournament here between DH, Edmiston Morris, South Courtright Andes, and Oxford. And so that is time for our all-tournament team. I believe they're going to give out the Edmiston Morris and DH awards first, so we're going to wait for that. And then we'll do our three awards after that for offense, defense, all-purpose. So let's see. Edmiston Morris is going to get Sophie Robinson on the all-tournament team. Dizenroth is going to make it here for SK. See for Oxford coming next.
From Oxford, we have Margaret Robinson.
Oh, Margaret Raventi gets it for Oxford. Okay. And I'm assuming our MVP. No, one more for Oxford. Yeah, Paige Rickard gets it. I was hoping she'd get something. Paige played excellent. And time for our MVP, which I'm assuming will be Addie Eckert. Let's see. Addie Eckert gets the MVP. Congratulations to her. I didn't catch the DH name. I'm not 100% sure on who got that. I will check that. So I'll get the full list, and it'll be on my Twitter page. But all right, so that was our awards. I didn't recognize the name.
No,
honestly.
I didn't either.
We watched that game. I didn't recognize the name. We'll get the full list. But those were our All-Star awards. And now let's get into our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. I'd like to go Addie Eckert here, 15 points. Probably call her all-purpose, too, but the high scorer today, we'll give it to Addie. What do you
think? Absolutely. Just played a really good game on both ends of the floor, offensively.
Yeah, she was great.
She was exceptional.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. What do you think, Paige Rickard?
Definitely.
I want to give Oxford an award. I think Paige was outstanding, offense, defense. So congratulations to Paige.
She, on their press, she made first contact with the defense. She made it very difficult on South Court right in the first half, getting the ball up the floor. And it changed the complexion of the game.
I agree. Lastly tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. I'd like to go Caitlin Dysonroth. It's kind of the Robin to Addie Eckert's Batman. They play off each other so well. She bumped her head there, came back in, really gutted it out, and made some key buckets down the stretch.
They're a great 1-2 combination, and I'll tell you, they're going to be a tough out in the sectionals because there's not many Class D teams that have the size and the proficiency around the rim that South Court Wright has. But definitely a great game. Boy, she went out, and I didn't know if she was coming back in, but she willed herself back into the game. And when she came back into the game, she played like it was a normal game, and she didn't go through any adversity in the game. And that's just great to see.
Awesome tournament all around. Big thank you to Morris, their athletic director, Mike Iannelli here, all the coaching staff, everyone always very welcoming. Just another awesome year here at the Ray Clement and the Joan Martin Holiday Tournament. So we will be on the air again next week, so check out natelull.com. I have the little button there. This is Nate's radio schedule, and you can see where we're going to be. Still figuring that out. I'll sit down tomorrow and plan that out. Christmas around the corner. Hope everybody has a great holiday season, and we'll get one or two more games in here before Santa's on the rooftop. So.
I'll tell you, tonight's games, both the boys and the girls were exceptional. It's going to mean a lot to both teams. I thought the thing that impressed me with Oxford is, I hate to use a cliche, but they're like a lunchbox team. They come to play.
Yeah.
And tonight they came to play.
They did.
I mean, and they played a lot of girls, and each one contributed. SK is off to a tremendous start also. So look for some really favorable things from both teams.
Hey, I think Oxford could surprise some people in the MAC now that I've seen them in person. Just another team that's going to be a tough team to battle. And, boy, the MAC's going to be tough. And then SK, again, probably the odds-on favorite in Section 4 Class D right now.
Don't you feel in Section 4 that the women's Class C and D is just loaded?
Loaded.
I mean, loaded. And it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, even on years where you're saying, oh, it's quote-unquote down, maybe you don't have some fantastic all-star team, just the depth of teams that could go out and win it, you know, that are so balanced, always fun to watch. We always have, in all my years of doing high school basketball here, 11 years now at the station, we have always had a representative from the CDO coverage area make the Final Four for girls basketball. Boys, I've probably been 2-3 times. But girls, every year we've had somebody go, so that's always special.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is the programs and how they have evolved. A lot of these girls are now playing year-round in summer league and AAU, open gyms, and that makes a big difference.
Yes, definitely does. Kudos to all of them for all their off-season work. So, Coach, thanks for coming. We'll do it again soon.
Always a pleasure, Nate.
Awesome time here in Morris. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, also to Craig Stevens, who helped out back at the studio today. Couldn't do it without those guys. Of course, Coach helping me out here today. Check out NateLaw.com for all your local needs, the radio schedule for next week, and we'll see you again soon. Our final score again, SK Girls defeat Oxford 38-34 to win the Joan Martin Classic here at Morris Central School. So, all right, have a good night. Have a good rest of your weekend. Go Bills, baby, tomorrow.
There you go.
On the air against those Lions. And have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.
It's Saturday night, and that means it's time for CDO Super Classics at FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.